Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. I'm Revathi Krishnan, a reporter at the Print, and I will be giving a wrap-up of the Tamil Nadu elections as the state goes to polls on the 6th of April. Elections and politics in Tamil Nadu is a lot different than the rest of the country. Hero worship of leaders is real as people throw themselves in front of politicians' cars and do shashtang before them. Leaders across party lines are accused of paying cash for votes, and freebies such as free washing machines and TVs are promised in election manifestos. However, in Tamil Nadu's star-studded political atmosphere, this election was slightly different, as for the first time in the state polls, neither of the tall leaders, M.K. Karunanidhi nor J. Jayalalitha of the DMK and AIADMK respectively, were present. This opened up the field for many other small yet key regional parties to make a difference and shape alliances. Still, despite the field being open to small parties such as the AMMK, DMDK, MDMK, MNM and many more, the main fight is between the Dravida Munnetra Kadagam and the All India Anna Dravida Munnetra Kadagam. Before campaigning began in earnest, among the biggest turning points was former AIADMK and once close aide of Jayalalitha, Sasikala, announcing her decision to step aside from politics. Many thought she would create ripples in the AIADMK upon her release from prison in January 2021. Later, she was welcomed by huge crowds on her way from Bangalore to Chennai. However, much of that was muted after she surprised everyone by saying she was quitting politics. The DMK, out of power for 10 years in the state and led by M.K. Stalin, has left no stone unturned to fight its way to power. It upped the ante, criticizing present government on issues such as NEET, lack of employment, farmers' issues, poor COVID management and genuflecting before the central government. The AIADMK, the party in power for the past 10 years, has the burden of anti-incumbency, as well as allying with the quote-unquote outsider party in the state, the Bharatiya Janata Party. The opposition DMK has left no stone unturned in focusing on this and campaigned on the topic of Tamil pride and said if the BJP-AIADMK alliance came to power, it would ruin the cultural and social ethos of Tamil Nadu. This included a full-page ad in the last week in the run-up to elections, presenting different scenarios of the BJP coming to power, including current CM Edappadi Palaniswamy being a puppet of the centre, renaming Tamil Nadu to Dakshin Pradesh and many other scenarios. Not one to cow down in the face of opposition, the AIADMK has campaigned on all the investment it had brought into the state despite a COVID pandemic. This included a new Ola Energy automobile plant and a new industrial policy, as well as providing aid to everyone during the lockdown. The AIADMK has attacked the DMK for its dynastic politics, as the DMK chief M.K. Stalin was a son of M.K. Karunanidhi and now had given a seat to his own son Udayanidhi Stalin as well. The AIADMK has also said that the DMK did not believe in law and order and said it indulged in rowdyism and land grabbing, and that women under previous DMK regimes had been unsafe. The campaign only got more murky as the election date neared. This included DMK leader A. Raja making derogatory remarks about Edappadi Palaniswamy, which led to him being barred from campaigning for 48 hours. While the AIADMK received much flack for using an old video of Anita, a student who died by suicide due to the NEET issue. The AIADMK got flack for using someone else's voiceover to get people to vote for the party in her name. Anita's brother complained and the video had to be taken down. While the fight is between the two major Dravidian parties, other notable parties who have raised the rhetoric were actor Kamal Hassan's Makkal Needi Mayam that promised a new alternative to weed out corruption, TTV Dinakaran's AMMK who has promised to take forward Jayalalitha's true legacy, and the Naam Tamilar Katchi has focused on creation of a Tamil state for Tamilians only. Apart from the aggressive campaigns, politicians in Tamil Nadu are accused of bribing voters with cash. Election Commission's flying squads checked every car on the state roads to counter this practice. However, only just on 17th March, the EC reported that it had seized Rs 127.64 crores worth cash and other precious metals, the highest in any other poll-bound state. And in the run-up to polls, reports that Rs 500 to Rs 1000 being paid for votes emerged from constituencies across the state. Tamil Nadu's politics is also known for its welfare measures and freebies, and this election did not disappoint. Parties across the board announced anywhere between Rs 1000 to Rs 1500 to female heads of households or the homemakers, something that was first announced by Kamal Hassan in December. If DMK offered subsidies, then the AIADMK offered free washing machines to households. In Tamil Nadu, allegiances to either party is based on what welfare measures they have received over the years. These include houses, free LPG gas lines, TVs, mixie grinders, money for daughters' weddings, and so on. This was reflected across the state in districts such as Dindigul, Madurai, Virudhunagar, Tirunelveli, and many more. The Madras High Court recently said freebies made the people of Tamil Nadu lazy and were a corrupt practice, which drew umbrage across the board, from voters, politicians, and even economists. Tamil Nadu also has a rich history of self-respect and has been a hallmark of the Dravidian movement, which fought caste-based discrimination, fought for women's rights, protection of Tamil culture and language, and creation of a separate Tamil state. Both the AIADMK and DMK traced their origins to this movement, which had leaders such as Periyar, C.N. Annadurai, C.I.O.T. Das, and many others. Many argue that the Dravidian ideology has waned and no longer matters, especially with parties such as the BJP making inroads in the state. While others argue that due to the presence of BJP in the state, people are going back to their Dravidian roots. How much of a role it will play will be known when results are out on 2nd May. However, the BJP has definitely raised the rhetoric this election. Looking to open its score after not having a single MLA in the state assembly for the past 20 years, the Saffron Party has mounted a spirited campaign. From the Vetrivel Yatra, invoking religion in its campaign, central leaders coming to campaign in the state repeatedly and accusing the Congress DMK of dynastic politics, leaders from the party said they had a 10-year vision in the state, while for this year, the plan was to get double-digit MLAs in the state assembly. Whether the BJP makes inroads, AIADMK manages a hat-trick, Kamal Hassan announces his arrival on the big stage, or DMK seals its place as a true protector of Tamil identity, one will have to wait till 2nd May. Until then, keep listening to our daily morning podcast and log in for a brand new episode tomorrow. This is Revati Krishnan for The Print.